Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
You know, getting inked, as they call it, and my nephew has a huge one all over his back, may have long-term consequences beyond just having to live with your ex-girlfriend's name on your bicep for a few decades. About one in five adult Americans has at least one tattoo, according to a new study, and I think they're really pretty. I have considered getting a small dancing bear, a little Grateful Dead bear on my ankle for a long time. I have. I'm afraid of the pain, personally, so that's why I haven't done it, but I do also have some concerns. The chemicals that they use in tattoo ink are not standardized at all or properly regulated. And getting a tattoo in a new study says that it may put you at risk for long-term skin problems, rashes, itching and such. You know, that along with the crap that you got to go through and the pain, you don't want to have these bumps. If you look up some of the pictures on tattoos gone wrong, it's enough to turn you off of them. I still have this little bit of a desire, but I do know in this new study they were a little bit alarmed at the high rate of reported chronic skin problems. So I think the best advice here is that consumers need to be aware of the risks involved. If you are going to go get a tattoo, check out, or tat, as my nephews all call them, check out the parlor for cleanliness. Ask others who've gone there if they've experienced any issues, if they've had any infections or rashes or itchiness that lasted more than a day or two, you know, because then you know that this parlor may not be using completely clean equipment. I don't know how you can check out the ink. That's something that I think we're going to do a little bit of exploring because, like I said, I've been interested in it. Again, I'm afraid of the pain, but you never know. Might be something I might do on a middle-age crisis whim, because I certainly can't afford to go buy a Maserati for that. So really, you know, it's something we're going to keep an eye on and check out, see if we can find out more information about tattoo ink. And if you want more information, you can visit my Health Radio show page on Radio MD, and I'm going to post more information and links where to go for more information as we do these trending topics. And as I said last time, send me your list. Send me some things. I'd love to hear from you about what you think would be a great topic to cover in this little couple of minutes that I've got at the bottom of the hour. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.